This is certainly the topic that I've already gotten a lot of calls on, and it was something that I really thought about all weekend long, was this report that came out Friday afternoon. And by the way, I'm going to link that report so you could read it. It's over 2,000 pages, though, let me tell you. What am I talking about? A more than 2,000-page report was released by the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities System, also known as CSCU. It was put together by former Chancellor Terrence Chang. As you know, Terrence Chang stepped down as chancellor last spring and has been kept on as a consultant, a special advisor, whatever you want to call it, with the board. And he's had the last year making over $400,000, might I add, to put together this report. And it's supposed to cover a lot of important things like, do we need to increase financial aid and how do we do that? Do we need to create more workforce development programs? How do we make the system better? How do we allow more people to afford and get into higher education opportunities? And by the way, CSCU has a lot of different options. They've got community colleges, state colleges, online courses, all kinds of things. So this report could be very vital, could be very important, right? Well, we found out that Terrence Chang, who, again, created this report, the report, I'm gonna go with the low ball number here, okay, because it said 80 to 95%, but I'm going to give him the credit, okay? I'm going to say 80. The report, according to ChatGPT, was at least 80% written by artificial intelligence. And this boils my blood. It truly does, because there's a lot that we can dive into here. And for some lawmakers, they too question why this man was making this money, what exactly his role was. Are there any repercussions that date back to why he's not even a chancellor anymore? And are we just going to kind of use a cop-out that says, hey, everyone uses AI, so this is totally acceptable? Joining us now is State Senator Jason Perillo, who represents areas like Shelton, in the Valley, Stratford as well. And he sits on a lot of different committees, including the Judiciary Committee, Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. And the reason I think he would be an ideal person to talk to is, first of all, he likes transparency. He doesn't necessarily care about the politics behind it, but just what's logical, what is right. And also, I do think there needs to be some repercussions somewhere in here, especially after this 2,000-page report came out and most of it was AI generated. Hey, Senator Perillo, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm mad.
I gathered that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I have to compose myself because I'm paid to do that, but I'm not happy about this.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, it's important. And I started where any person would start. So I asked ChatGPT whether it was okay for a highly paid consultant to use AI to generate a very important report. And at the end of the day, you know, look, I use ChatGPT a little bit in my career. You know, it's a good starting point, I suppose, to kind of get the juices flowing. But you're being paid for your knowledge and your time, right?
You know,
especially
right?
If you're being paid $400,000. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So to, you know, for 80% of a 2,000-page report to be generated by artificial intelligence, I don't think that was the intent of, you know, the $400,000 check. I mean, at the end of the day, look, you hope the report adds value. I mean, the questions addressed are extraordinarily important, especially when you start talking about workforce development and preparing young people for their future. That's all well and good, but you kind of got to ask, you know, was that $400,000 spent wisely, responsibly? Probably
I mean,
not.
Senator Perillo, if I can, I don't mean to cut you off, but honestly, if you handed me $400,000 tomorrow and you said, hey, Melissa, can you just put a report together that tells me how we can, you know, improve the news in today's world? I'd take that. No problem. If it means that I can use AI, I think that's what bothers me about this, is if you're going to take taxpayer money and you're going to pay a guy who already, by the way, broke the law. I mean, let's call it what it is. He broke the law.
Yeah, the whole thing is bizarre and,
right?
and questionable. And then the point you just hit is extremely important. The fact that Terrence Chang is there in the first place
right.
is problematic, right?
A little bit.
It's the narrative, right? Like one sort of shady thing happens. You say, all right, everybody gets one. And then two, like with the AI thing, now you're like, okay, there's a pattern here. And what, and I don't know Terrence Chen. He may be a lovely gentleman.
He is lovely. I used to have him on my show on a monthly basis.
Here?
Yeah. No, here's right. The thing is, Senator Perillo, it actually bothers me so much. Much like Aaron Stewart, it bothers me because Terrence Chen came on my show once a month. In fact, I used to have him on my show for over a year because I actually agreed very much with what he stood for, which was I want people to be able to go back to school, especially if you are a single parent or you're somebody who put your education on the back burner to have a family or to take care of a sick loved one. I want it to be affordable for people, and I want them to have the good quality education you can get if you were to stay at a UConn, for example, a Fairfield University, you know, more expensive colleges, if you will, or go outside the state. I agree with that. I love that. I love the idea of what CSCU stands for, which is why I gave him a platform. I had Terrence Chang on the show for over a year. Once a month would have a check-in because I believed in him and I believed in that model of education for higher ed. But when you tell me, much like Aaron Stewart, when you tell the public that you misspend money and you don't care about how college student tuition is being spent, I'm sorry, but I've lost respect for you now.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways, right?
Can't have it both ways. Nope.
And when you say one thing and do another, that's even worse.
Correct.
Right? I don't know. You're asking the right questions. I think the answer is one that a lot of people probably don't want to hear, which is, look, what he did is not acceptable. That at the end of the day, that's the reality. But I think the growth opportunity here for the CSU system is to realize that stuff like this, A, is shady at best, and B, erodes the public's trust in the institution. And you and I have had these conversations about other state agencies, DCF being probably the prime example, when these, we'll call them errors, we'll be kind. When these errors happen over and over and over, people start to say, what exactly are you folks doing at the CSU system?
Right.
How do you keep on getting in your own way over and over and over? And what is your love affair with this gentleman that you keep giving him the opportunity to make you look bad?
Right. Exactly.
That's what I don't get.
Right. Well, and to the point, Senator Perillo, where you had multiple colleges under the CSU system vote no confidence, even when they had a new Board of Regents chair announced, even when they had a new chancellor announced, again, and these are all under interim basis, but even with this new beginning and the people who have been put into these roles have great resumes attached to them. I'm not discrediting them, but when you've got now the colleges who make up CSCU saying, hey, we're not buying it. We don't think we're a priority. We're never going to be a UConn. We're never going to be important enough because you've allowed this brokenness to continue for so long. Once you hear that, I mean, they're the ones on the ground. They don't want to be part of it. That's a problem. And if they're saying it and we're ignoring it, then we've got a huge issue here. And it goes beyond the politics. Hold on 1 second, Senator Perillo, because I want to continue the conversation. To your point, yes, this happens at a lot of state agencies. We should be asking the questions. But when we talk about CSCU, there are a couple of things that, while I know Terrence Chang is done tomorrow, people are not satisfied with that. That's not good enough. Chatting right now with State Senator Jason Perillo, and we're talking about the CSCU report that came out. It's over 2,000 pages, and it was a report that was put together by former Chancellor Terrence Chang, who has remained a special advisor until tomorrow. His contract with the state is up the end of this month. And after he was basically forced to step down from his role as a chancellor, he stayed on as this special advisor. First and foremost, I don't even know what he does, to be honest. And I've asked the governor directly. I've asked state leaders directly. Nobody really knows what he does. And we've been following this very closely, because if you're going to make over $400,000 off of taxpayer money, I'd like to know what you're doing. And so he had to make this 2,000-page report. In fact, we had Governor Lamont on at the very beginning of this month, knowing this report was going to come out. And Governor Lamont asked me and all of you to give the report a chance. What
you
allows him to
all
make-
he did was lose his title, but he's no longer, chancellor. So that was a big shift. You're right. Now he did a 12-month research progress on CSU systems all over the country, getting that back to the Board of Regents. They have that now. I think that should be public so people who are skeptical like you can say this was meaningful and helpful, or this was a waste of time and a slap on the wrist. But don't jump to conclusions. You might as well take a look at what he did. And again, that contract is over in less than 3 weeks.
Okay. So I took a look at what he did. And, you know, to say that he did 12 months of work on a report that ChatGPT says is between 80 to 95% artificial intelligence generated, that doesn't sit well with me. So here's my question, Senator Perillo. Two questions. One, what, if anything, does Terrence Chang owe to the, maybe not to taxpayers, although I would say his $400,000+ that he made this last year would suggest that. Do you think he owes money back for at least the misspending?
I mean, how do you assign that number, to be honest with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
at the end of the day, I think the punishment for, again, this gentleman who I really don't know, and you've had him on the show many times, is, I mean, I don't see how he gets hired anywhere ever again. You know, I mean, that's my gut. Do we decide how much money he owes back to the state of Connecticut? And just being completely transparent, I don't know enough about the details of the situation to be able to put a price tag on that. I don't know what his contract says. I'm just being practical. I don't know the answer. I mean, I think the easy thing to say would be, yeah, he owes us a lot of money back. But it would be a little disingenuous for me to put a price tag on that.
Okay.
In all honesty.
No, I appreciate honesty. You know me. I appreciate honesty. Yeah. Here's probably a better question then, because you're right. Look, I think it leads to a perfect question, which is, do you think we need to do a deeper dive into the misspending? And here's why I ask that. If we go back to the CSCU report that was generated in late 2024, it was like November of 2024, December, somewhere around there, the comptroller, Sean Scanlon, was tasked by the governor to look into this. And when I had him on the show and this report was released, he said on this show point blank that he only took a snippet of the misspending, enough that would mean we need to make legislative changes because the CSCU P-card spending has been a systematic issue that predates Terrence Chang. But what I find interesting is that we didn't actually go back and look at all of the money that was misspent. Do you think we need to?
So now you are asking the exact right question, right? Okay, so we've seen this issue with Terrence Chang, multiple issues, in fact. So the next question to your point, what haven't we seen, right? You know, the same thing happened with Aaron Stewart. There was something at the beginning, and then there was more once they dug and dug and dug and dug. So you have to ask of the CSU system, how else are you misspending our money? Because at the end of the day, sure, this costs taxpayers, but it's also cost the students who, to be quite honest, we're trying to make easier
right
to gain a higher education
right
and make it more affordable. So at the end of the day, you know, yes, taxpayers end up paying for some of this misspending, which is unacceptable. But the people we're trying to help, these young people, these older learners, adult learners who are trying to give an opportunity to succeed, they're paying more and it makes it harder for them.
Right.
To get into, to well, be able to afford to go to school.
Right.
And, you know, and again, we've talked about this a lot. Who is paying attention across the board? You know, Sean Scanlon, who I happen to like, I served with in the House. I think he's a very good gentleman.
Yeah, I like Sean Scanlon, too.
He looks.
Yeah.
You know the governor in your snippet from his previous interview says, you know, seems not, to be quite honest, seems really not to care.
Right. Well, it's very like, I mean, even dismissing the fact that, well, everybody uses AI. I mean, it leads to this question of, OK, so does that justify my tax dollar paying for somebody to make $400,000+ a year? No. I want to know that you put the money in or don't pay him that kind of money. I mean, to your point, the misspending definitely directly impacts the college students because there are two different things here. You know, the misspending, that's not taxpayer dollar. That's the students paid for those P cards. So there's a direct issue there, obviously, with the students. And I do think that has been addressed at the legislative level, it sounds like, at least after that report, according to Comptroller Scanlon. But the taxpayer part of it is, if we're just going to write off that we're going to spend this kind of money on state workers or state agencies, and we're just okay with AI doing their jobs, I have a problem with that when it's so unaffordable to live here. I have a huge problem with that.
But it goes to the systemic problem. How many times have you and I had a conversation where you or I or both of us says, where is the administration and why aren't they paying attention and why aren't they doing more? How many things have to happen in Governor Lamont's administration? You know, fraud in school construction, fraud in the Medicaid system, all by people appointed by him. You know,
Honestly, because it's because I think
ECF problems.
Right. I mean, and to be honest, and this is not because I am a Republican. I am not, to be clear. I am not of any political affiliation, never have been.
Never too late to switch, Melissa.
I understand. My point, though, is you want to know why it gets missed? It's a five-letter word, T-R-U-M-P. It's exactly why. Because no matter what gets done here in Connecticut, it's nowhere near as bad as what goes on in Washington, D.C. That's exactly why. Because it doesn't logically make any other sense. Anytime you ask a question, and I know this just from being a reporter, anytime I ask a question of why does this happen, it logically doesn't make sense. Well, if you look at the... Well, I'm not. I'm asking why did somebody who stole money, broke a law, why did this guy still make money? I don't get it. I don't get it. And for some reason, Donald Trump had something to do with it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so crass, but it's true.
Right?
It is. That is the playbook.
That's the playbook.
It's the playbook.
By Democrats. And it's just the truth. I hate to use those partisan words, but it is.
I do, too.
Sometimes the facts are the facts.
I do, too.
You can't blame Donald Trump for
Terrence Chang.
Taxes,
you cannot.
Which
I'm
I've
sorry.
Heard people say, right?
Yeah,
you
I'm sorry.
You can't do it.
No. No, you can't. And honestly, and I think a lot of Connecticut residents are seeing that. They're seeing that. It's just, I'm sorry, it can't be par for the course. It can't be. Because now it's interrupting your money. Now it's interrupting your livelihood here in Connecticut. Now it's becoming a problem where people are like, wait a second, what's actually happening here? The status quo doesn't work. It can't work. It's
absolutely
not working.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Well, Senator Perillo,
and
I guess
it can't
we'll
be
see.
Used as an excuse.
No, it can't. It can't. I mean, I've been asked to start a petition by WICC listeners to ask for a more in-depth look at the misspending, because the least we could do is at least pay back the students who got duped by all the P-card spending. So,
yeah,
we'll see. I'll let you know
That's
if I
legit.
Get that going. Thanks. Right. That's legit. That's something we could do. Right. I don't know. But we have to do better and we have to ask those questions, Senator Perillo. And so I appreciate you having the conversation. Always having these chats on the air. I really do appreciate it. And I think they matter. So thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. I love it.
All right. Well, we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.